Blog Talk Radio.
My soul. Amen goes right there. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great and wonderful magnificent God our Father and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior Jesus the Christ, whom we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday just recently. And as we continue to celebrate this beautiful resurrection power that we have in Jesus Christ every day of the week, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host. Yes, indeed, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. You all know how we roll on this Fire Gospel Experience. We find those anointed gospel artists like I have here today as usual, and we turn them loose on y'all and cut a path through that dark, demonic areas in life with anointed gospel music from these saved and sanctified people of God. Fire the Gospel Experience. We'll light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't just be hanging around the church, walk around with a Bible that you never open up, talking about I'm saved, sanctified, and on my way to heaven. That's what we hope and pray. But if you are not giving God your utmost, just like he did for us, coming to us in this world of sin, teaching and preaching and living the example of a holy life for God, and then giving his life as a substitutionary offering to please God, to remove the sin of stain that we inherited from Father Adam and Mother Eve, then you're just fooling yourself. But we pray you get it together. Amen. Because listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing from the book of Ezra. I love me some Old Testament, y'all know that. 6th chapter, 9th verse, where we read, Darius, the king of Babylon, had made a decree to release a great portion of the children of Abraham from their slave captivity. The king wanted their nation to be rebuilt as a part of his ruling Babylonian empire. Now, the king responded to a letter written by Governor Tattenai, who ruled near that once great city of Jerusalem, to which King Darius gave instruction to provide for them as needed and not to interfere with the rebuilding of the temple, Solomon's temple, as well as that nation. This was God moving in the heart of King Darius to restore his people. And our God is still restoring his people now, even today. We're going to talk about whatever. Because King Darius told Governor Tattenai, whatever they need, you better go get it. So that's what we're going to talk about, whatever. Because we have a God that supplies and restores whatever it is we need to keep on keeping on in his wonderful name. I have a wonderful special guest. We're going to shine our artist spotlight and give an extended interview of this great gospel artist, man of God, Gerard Mitchell is here. Amen. We're going to hear his testimony. We're going to play his music. And we're going to be blessed by all the biblical knowledge that he has to share with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, friend, call a neighbor, call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some good spiritual uplift, some good spiritual encouragement, and some good gospel music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Celebrate now Jesus, because he's transformed our lives so much so that we just can't help but go run and tell it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives, overseeing our ministry. We thank you most of all right now, Holy Spirit God, for lighting this fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, 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 fire.
God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. like a stoplight. I'ma call you lefty cause I know you not right.
If you thought I was done, you should learn from Saint Nick and check twice.
Ask me how I got here, I'll say God brought me. Ask me who this power from, it's gone on me. Every step I'm taking, I know God got me. I learned from the best, you can tell them God taught me. Yes.
Ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it.
God taught me.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me.
I guess God knows I'm blessed. Go to the bank and I cash that check. Guess what's next? I'll be the best. Don't get confused, I'm reliable. That's cause I always produce. God chose me so I don't have to choose. I can live out my dream, must be the shoes.
You don't wanna offend anybody, so you tiptoe. You so focused on your balance like you're a flamingo. Enjoy your day. Truth is out here, but it's hiding. So I make all of this music and they like it. All your blooming smoke like it was cannabis. Why are we ignoring what the problem is? This year let's come together, put a stop to this. Long live the revolution. God with us. God with us.
God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it.
God taught me.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God.
Yes, 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 Lord God, you taught me, Lord. You taught me everything that I need to know. Because the way that I was doing things, y'all know how we did things. We was doing things, and it just wasn't working out right. That man of God, Zanti, he said, God taught me, and Lord Jesus, what a testimony to start this fire gospel experience off. He taught me, and guess what, y'all? He's still teaching me today because, man, every day that we have to live this life for God is another exceptional day where we can put it in our bank account of wisdom and knowledge. There is so much more for us to learn, to appreciate our Jesus, to learn his ways, to humbly submit ourselves to God, to make those things that we chase after, that we long for, that satisfied a part of us that was more flesh than spirit. Now we give those desires to God as an offering. God, I want to do this and this and this because I still have a sense of sensation. I still have a feeling of desire for it. It fulfills a certain part of my humanity that I have come to understand does not please you, God. So rather than indulge in these thoughts and actions and activities, what I do now is I transfer that energy from my flesh to my spirit by saying, God, instead of doing this, I'm going to praise you for setting me free. I learned that as I continue to walk with God. Now, I've been walking with God for over 4 decades. So I'm still learning, I'm still enthused, and I'm still here to share my testimony because God taught me. Thank you, man of God, Don T. He's still teaching me, and he's still teaching you as well. My special guest is here. I'm so excited to have this young man here. I played his music on a previous broadcast, and you know what? I have no problem with bringing these anointed gospel artists to you all live by way of internet broadcast radio on this fire gospel experience so that they can tell you themselves who they are in God. And then we can brag on God together. So without any further ado, without any further prolongation, yes, I said prolongation, amen. Weston need to catch up with me, that's all. And I'm just excited, y'all, happy to present these awesome people of God on this Fire Gospel Experience platform because really, that's what it's for. That's what I'm here for, to honor God and to expose y'all to God's anointed people. So, man of God, Gerard Mitchell is here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. Yes, he is. Good day, man of God, Gerard Mitchell.
Good day, good day. How are you? Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. How are you?
I'm blessed, highly favored, right along with you, brother. And it ain't no competition because God got enough blessings. He can spread around to everybody, so we ain't got to be jealous. You blessed, I'm happy for you. When are we going to get that straight? When?
Yes.
Brother Gerard, when are we going to get that straight? No need to be jealous of one another. Let's listen. Let's talk about that real quick. And then I want you to introduce yourself as you see fit. Why is it that some of us in the church have not really grown up to the point of watching somebody get blessed and then sticking their mouth out like my mama used to tell me? You better stick your lips back in. Why is that, good brother?
Well, because they haven't fully grown in their ministry yet. They haven't fully grown in if one person succeeded in life, I'm going to bless them because you never know. If you bless them and encourage them, you never know what God's going to store for you and your lifetime.
Amen.
So, yeah. Most people have that envy and that jealousy.
Yeah. And not only that, good brother, but a wise person would take notes instead of being all mad and acting like it don't matter.
Exactly. Because every person that crossed my path that God has blessed them, I'm encouraging them to say, man, keep going, keep pushing. God got more for you. This is not the end for you. This is just the beginning. You just only scratch the surface
beginning.
Of God has in store for you. And then by me encouraging them, that's also encouraging myself.
Hey, man, see there? Nah, you just said a whole sermon's worth right there because what we need to understand is the things that feed our spirit are not the same things that feed our flesh, our bodies. We get blessed when we bless other people. Didn't Jesus say that when you saw somebody in prison, when you saw somebody hungry, when you saw somebody thirsty and somebody needed shelter, didn't he tell us in his word, he said, when you did it to those people, that's the same as doing it to me myself.
Exactly.
But we don't get that. It's sort of like a spiritual sibling rivalry. I got an older brother. God bless my brother. I love my brother, Reverend Reginald Charles Maddox. Man, he was not a happy camper when I was born. And he let me know about it. Because he felt like I was taking love away from mama. And thank God for restoration and reconciliation because now my brother loves me more than anything and I love him just the same. But sometimes when, like you said, Brother Gerard, we have not grown up to understand that God has way more love to share with everybody equally, that there's no need to worry about being left out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Tell us about yourself, good brother. Who are you? When did you decide that you wanted to accept Jesus Christ?
Well, I made that decision at the young age of 8 years old. at an old church called Greater Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. At that time, was led by Pastor Leroy Crenell. Yeah, at the age of 8, you know, I accepted Christ. And then, you know, because it says, you know, a child should be, you know, I was just only a child, a pure heart, you know. It's like, some people like, well, I don't believe a child should be baptized, a child should accept Jesus Christ at that young age because they're already pure. Understand?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I accepted again when I made the age of 16.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I accepted Christ again when I was the age of 16, because I always did have a passion for Christ. I always loved God because my dad, at the time, he was a minister when I was young.
Okay.
And at the age I made 18, 19, my dad became a pastor. So, yes, I'm a PK kid. So, you know, and I just, I've been in love with God ever since. You know, the worst things he did, the miracles I've seen that he did in my dad's life.
Yes,
now, that's where I really knew that their God is real. Yeah, we serve a risen Savior. We serve a God that is amazing. At the age, even at the young age, I knew that, and I've seen the miracles.
I think the beautiful thing about just knowing God is at the age of 15, when I heard the message that there is a being, a superpower above superpowers that loves me, even though he's invisible. See, I was really mad about reading my Marvel comic books. So I had no problem with believing in superpowers. You know what I'm saying? Thor and the Hulk and all of those comic book characters. To me, it was just a natural acceptance. And the challenge for us, Brother Gerard, is there are people that, for whatever reason in life, they have turned a deaf ear to the invitation of Christ, and it breaks our heart because we understand that if they do not reconcile their lives with God, that the Bible declares that they are reserved to a place of pure agony because you chose to turn away from God's holy invitation to be with him, get to know him, and live your life for him. So what is it that we must do as the church to try to be more effective in evangelizing? What would you suggest?
Excuse me. I suggest that we just reach out. Still reach out to the unsaved. Still reach out. You know, right now in this day and time, media and social media is high. A phone call, you know, especially by just going to social media and just going out to just talking about the goodness of Jesus and going out to talking to people. You know, just basically, like I say, social media right now is big.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street, somebody's on social media. If you're sitting in a restaurant eating, somebody is on social media. So social media right now is a big thing. So you can put that time in social media. You can spend that time with reading the Bible, getting to know better about God, a man that hung, bled, and died for your sins, a man that could heal the sick and raise the dead, you know, a man that could do anything but fail. So, if you put that more time in on social media, you can put that more time, and like you're doing right now, broadcasting, you know, go on broadcasting. Hey, you know, I'm telling you, you're doing an awesome job. You're spreading the word of God, so you're doing your assignment. You're doing your part, and as Christians, we need to do our part. We should. We can't be afraid to pass the word of God around. We can't be afraid. Don't be afraid to talk about the football game. We don't be afraid to talk about the basketball game. We talk about the wrestling matches. But when it comes to the word of God, we're so timid and so scared to pass out the word of God. Now, we got to have that same strength and that same power to talk about God.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right. And that is so true, good brother, because we will talk about some of everything except those spiritual things. But I'm glad that, like you said, you know what your calling is, and you've spoken on me because, yes, I know what my calling is, But there are people out there, good brother, that are faithful. They love God. They're sincere in heart. But for some reason, they have not connected with their calling. Is there a certain way that you were led to your calling which helped you identify your ministry? Because a lot of times we get caught up in titles. We think that if we don't carry a big title or reputation, that we're not as worthy as some of us believers in Christ. So when you were able to identify your calling, what was the process so that you can help others identify how they can find their calling as well?
There's an old hymn that's out there in the hymn books. It basically says, just a closer walk with thee.
Mm.
Just a closer walk. That's basically it. I basically sat down, like I said, I accepted Christ when I was young, when I was 15, but I really didn't, I always sung in a choir back in the day, but I didn't really pursue what it has in store for me until I became, well, 19. And at the age of 19, you know, that's when God said, "Say, you know what, I was doing something in front of my house, and my dad's in the house, and my dad came outside and said, you know what, I see something in you, so what I want you to do, I need you to take over the choir." At a young, at 19,
okay.
I'm still in high school, just getting out
wow.
of high school, you know, just getting out of high school. I didn't have no high school, no college, no college degree or nothing in this. Didn't go to college for
nothing.
It. And I'm like, okay, God, whatever you want me to do. I'm like, that's my dad at that time. I'm like, yeah, daddy. You know, yeah, dad, whatever
that's
you
right.
do, whatever you need me to do.
That's
and
right.
then as I kept walking in that purpose, you know, then God revealed to me, this is what you're supposed to do. This is your ministry. This is your calling.
Yes.
I will not wake you up in the midnight day of the hour. It might not be at midnight. It might be at 2 o'clock. Sometimes it can be the wee nights of the hour. It might wake you up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. This is your purpose. This is your plan.
Mm.
This is what I called you to do. And I've been walking that. I'm 40 now. I've been walking this walk for almost, since I was 19. In
Amen.
The ministry
Amen.
I'm in
Bless
right now, I've been walking the walk.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And you've been walking it with a clean heart. Now, I need to let y'all know, we're not just talking to anybody. We're talking to a young man that has been blessed with an opportunity to be recognized. And I put a post out today about gospel artists that are seeking, you know, BDS recognition and climbing the gospel charts, which is a good thing. But if it's the primary thing, I've stated that you need to maybe reexamine your focus and commitment, because if you're putting my desire to have my music and my project the most foremost activity in your efforts and in your mind, you're putting the cart before the horse, because God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, which I've come to understand, good brother Gerard, that if you are in the will of God, you don't need BDS, you don't need to cut no corners, you don't need to compromise, you don't have to do anything that you're not comfortable with in God, because God will preordain, prepare, and predestine your success. Now, the reason I said all this is because I needed to congratulate you, because I know that you are up for S&M Gospel Indie Awards for Songwriter of the Year. And I just want to let people know that these accomplishments come about because God has already prepared them. God has already prepared our success. All we have to do is just hold on to our faith. So I just needed to commend you for that upcoming recognition as Songwriter of the Year for the upcoming S&M Gospel Indie Awards. What an honor. What a privilege for you, man of God.
Yeah, it's a great honor and just to be nominated for the Songwriter of the Year.
Yeah.
And that's basically all you said, man. I didn't focus on. I had a guy named Milton Wireless, a great friend of mine. I met at the Gospel Songwriters Conference with Pastor Piggies, Natalie Piggies for the Gospel Songwriters Conference, and I met him through that. And he was encouraging, saying, "What steps I need to take as a songwriter. And, you know, and it's important to listen and, you know, to listen to the elders that's been there. And
yes,
so I
yes, thank
and
you.
I grabbed it. And, you know, and I pray, you know, don't get me wrong. It was very discouraging. Hello?
Hey, man, you still there? My special
okay.
guest is out on the road, listeners, so don't worry about it. He's still there with us. I told you, he's an active man of God. Come on, good brother. We hear you.
Don't get me wrong. It was very discouraging at one point. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is not, I'm not going to do well. I'm not going to do this. It's not going to work. It's not going to do it. But then I remember what the Bible says. You can do all things through Christ. You know,
that's
all
right.
You have to do is lead and depend on God. And once I started leaning and depending on God, that's everything began to change. I received later on that day, I received an email saying I became the songwriter of the year. And I'm like, wait, you know, I've been nominated for that. I'm like, what? You know, God, you said you could do all things but fail. And I believe and I walk in that faith. And what I sing and what
that's
I
right.
preach, what I sing, now, and I sing because of that. Because I serve a great and awesome God. I serve an able God. I serve a God that can do anything. So I'm never going to fail. And I'm never going to forget what God has done for me. Never.
Amen.
He's done more than I ever expected.
Way more than I even prayed for.
He's doing great things.
He's still doing great things, good brother.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And then he just only scratched the surface. That's what I tell people.
Amen.
I just only scratched the surface.
Amen. Well, I just want my listeners to know that you have really emphasized that very melodically, very lyrically in your new project, Clean Heart, because once you come to God, see, sometimes we think we have to try to get ourselves together to be acceptable to God when all we have to do is just humbly ask God to accept us and then work on us to make us what he wants us to be. Here's man of God, Gerard Mitchell, with Minister Ronald Walker singing about a clean heart.
Psalm 51 reads, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit."
Come on, ECW.
No hands,
say no greed.
No greed.
Say no. it. Come on, let's do that again.
Say no end.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience, because once we encounter who God is on an intimate, redemptive relationship level, there is a spark that becomes a flame into our spirits where our souls are connected with the one who created us. That is what this fire talk gospel is all about, because I promise you, as a born-again, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, child of God who faced some harsh times in life, man of God, Gerard, I couldn't figure out why God was letting me go through this pain, this depression, this agony. How come he wasn't rescuing me? How come he won't make these people act right? How come he wouldn't change my situation? I gave up on God. I said, okay, well, never mind. Maybe God really don't love me like I thought he did. And I'm here to tell y'all, that ain't nothing but a trick of the devil. God allows us to go through difficult days, times, and seasons so that our faith can be tested, so that we can grow through the hard times, the difficulties, and those seasons of life where our faith is challenged. And then guess what? No devils in hell can turn us around, because we've been delivered after we've been saved. We've been redeemed. We've been reconciled after we've been saved. God comes in and restores us like never before. Man of God, is there a particular time in your life, in your personal life, in your ministry, in your work life, where you felt so drained about difficult days and seasons that you knew that if it had not been for the Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, where would you be?
Yeah, there was a time that I got caught up and got overwhelmed with ministry, and I got overwhelmed with rehearsals. I got overwhelmed with everything I was going through. But that was that time, you know, that I really just wanted to give up, just throw in the towel, and just ready to turn, leave everything I did, and everything I prayed about. And that down was when my dad passed in 05.
Okay.
My dad passed. You know, that was my rock. That was my friend. That was my pastor. Once my dad passed, yeah, that's when I wanted to give up, throw everything in. But God always kept reminding me that I'm here for you, even through your darkest times. I'm here for you. Even through your toughest times, even when you lose a loved one, I'm here for you. Just hold on and don't give up.
That's what I'm talking about. God knows that if we just will bring faith the size of a mustard seed, good brother Gerard, he'll take that mustard seed of faith and he'll bless it, breathe on it. Next thing you know, those mountains that were so heavy on us, we will find them to be removed. Which makes me reflect back on my elders. Like you said, we should always respect our elders. There's an African proverb that says when an elder dies, That is a library that has been burned. It's like the impact of knowledge and wisdom that this person has. We pray that our elders won't shut themselves off from us because we're so youth motivated. We're so intent on reaching out to the youth as we should be, but not at the expense of disregarding our elders, because they are the ones that have walked with the Lord the longest. They still have lessons for us as grown adults to share with us, because we haven't reached their plateau of longevity. So my prayer is that we will learn how to specifically appreciate one another. That means all of the generations together, good brother. What would you say to the men out there specifically? I love when you men of God show up on this platform, because we have a distinct calling on our lives. We are being oppressed at every hand, not just being Christian men, but being men of African descent, being black men in this state of affairs that we're living in, which is the United States of America, where racism does exist, where there is systematic racism in education and housing and in political arenas. Is there a word of encouragement that you would like to share specifically as iron sharpens iron, as one man to another man?
Yeah, the best thing I'm telling me, don't give up. Don't give up. It's going to be, as we walk in through this life, as we walk in through this time of this time of COVID and time of racism and time of all these different difficulties, bills piling up, spouses acting up, kids acting up, all these difficult times, trials that are coming our way. One thing I tell you is don't give up, because God will always be there. He will always be your anchor to hold you up. He's always going to be there to continue to strengthen you. He's going to be there, you know. Yeah, they say men don't have feelings, but yeah, we have our time as well. Sometimes we won't throw it in time, but you have to remember to not give up. We're going to be there right there. He's going to be there. He's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your strength. He's going to be whatever you need him to do. He's going to be there.
Amen. I love it. You couldn't have said nothing sweeter to my spirit than that right there, good brother, because I promise you, as a child of God that has been restored, the funny thing about, like Donnie McClurkin sang in that classic gospel song, we fall down, but we get up. That's right. Your brother used to sing in the choir. I sure did. Let me tell you something. When we do get back up, we find so much more appreciation for God for coming to our rescue and picking us back up when we felt so alone and abandoned, that we have a greater love for God now. Because, you know, I had addictive habits I couldn't break. I had to go get some professional help that haunted me for years. But after the loss of every material possession that I owned, found myself homeless in the streets of Detroit, I prayed out to God, man, from the deep recesses of my soul like I had never done before. And having gone to God in that very deep spiritual place of my soul, opened God up to access more space in my life, which means I have more of a heart for God now because I've received extended grace. As a backslidden child of God, I thought God was just, you know, had just forsaken me because I had issues, because I had family members that had forsaken me. So the tricks of the devil will try to blind us to the truth, but thank God for his mercy and grace, good brother Gerard. Listen, man of God, I have one more song that I'm going to play. Did you have any comments on that?
I got you hit the nail with this thing. You hit the hammer on the nail.
Hit it right on the head. Listen, man of God.
Hit it right down the head.
I mean, that's the truth, man. I'm telling you, what we come to speak about on this Fire Gospel Experience is not about showy. It's not about reputation. It's not about trying to broadcast or build a big name on our. We are testifying to the truth of how God has represented and moved in our life. The only concern that we have is that God is pleased with our lives, and I promise you that'll be recognition enough right there.
Yeah.
Man of God, listen, I'm going to play this other beautiful song that you basically testified about, talk about don't give up. looking forward to continuing this kingdom collaboration. So whatever music you have, you don't need to wait for me to ask. I'm saying please send it to me right now, because I'll spin the wheels off of them tires. It'll be like new tread, old treads on some tires. I'll spin it until they wear out, and long as it pleases God. So, man of God, listen, I would like for you to just share with the listening audience, my loyal listeners, how you can be contacted for booking engagements, for concerts, whether they be live, at a revival, at a concert, or whether it be a Zoom concert. Where can you be reached for bookings? Where can my listeners continue to support you and follow you on social media? And most certainly, where can your music be downloaded? Amen.
Amen. My music will be on all music platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere that music is playing, that's where you can get me at. Also, if you need to get in touch with me, you can call me at 504-417-0369. 504-417-0369. And you can catch me on all three social media platforms, Facebook, Geroid Music, Instagram, Geroid Music 063, I believe, Geroid Music. So on Instagram, Geroid Music, and Facebook, Geroid Music.
Amen. Well, listen, man of God, you are doing fabulous work for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the kingdom building of our God, Father God, our Lord Jesus the Christ, Holy Spirit God. I'm praying that God will continue to open down those doors, knock down those walls of hindrance, of resistance and opposition, so that you can be a stronger man of God in your personal life as well as in your ministry to do those great and mighty things. And not only will you receive and be blessed with earthly rewards, but you will have heavenly reward, and you will be blessed right here on earth. A lot of people think we serve God because we just want to go to heaven. Yes, we do. But guess what? God said he'll bless us here and now on this earth. So that's my prayer for you, man.
Yes,
God. Looking forward to you coming back whenever you're ready. If I take too long, you get in touch with me, and I'll move some people out the way if I have to. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. And first, I want to thank you for this opportunity. Trust me. And you're listening, just for listening to me. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Amen. You're a blessed child of God. Continue to do the work of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be blessed beyond what you prayed for, what you imagine, or what you even thought would even be possible are waiting for you. Appreciate you, man of God. Geroid Mitchell was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all, and he blessed us so well. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 You anointed gospel people, whatever your calling is, I want you to get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. Brother Ron, I heard that Off the Spiritual Chain Fire Gospel Experience, I want to be a part of it. I can get you in for that 40-minute interview live. Or if you are an artist and you just want to just give a shout out, we can do an icebreaker on my Shine Artist Spotlight or on my Word of Inspiration for all of you anointed people that have a word to share. And y'all just want to come on and throw some fuel, some spiritual fuel on this fire gospel experience. I'd love to get in touch with you. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. Or send me that MP3 music, or send me that 3 to 5 minute word of inspiration recorded on your cell phone, and then email it to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, because I have another anointed person of God that's going to come here and bless us if you just hold on to what you got and don't you dare give up. Sound like man of God Geroid Mitchell on this Fire Gospel Experience. You better not give up. Don't do it.
I know times are tough right now, with long food lines, sickness and disease abound. But God told me to tell you this. It's not time to give up. Just hold on and hold out. For God's word is a comforter. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Just hold on.
Stand on His word. God will see you through.
Come on, just begin to worship God in this place. Come on, begin to honor Him. Come on, Lady Walker. Just remember God is on your side.
Remember God is on your side. Just stand and trust in His word, and He will see you through.
Now come on, just lift your hands in the air and say, God, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to throw it in the towel. So come on, quiet, but don't give up.
Don't give up.
Him in this place. Come on, Miss Sandra, through all your ups and downs.
All your ups and your downs.
Seems like no one.
Seems like no one's around. Felt like you just can't go on. And there's no one to call on. Remember God.
Come on, everyone, lift your voice. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't you dare give up. I need you to remember this. You just gotta hold on to God's unchanging hand. Just say, hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you dare give up. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
He's right there for you. Hold on.
Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
my Jesus said, hold on, hold on. Man of God, Gerard Mitchell was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Get your vote on. Don't you know that you can still get your vote for that man of God as Songwriter of the Year? Voting will end May the 20th, 2022. Amen. Voting for this man of God, Gerard Mitchell, Songwriter of the Year at the S&M Gospel Indie Awards. You can still get your vote on. That's right. It will end May the 20th. You got plenty of time, so go get your mama, your grandmama, your chillin', and your cousins, and go vote for that man of God, because you see, he's doing awesome things in the ministry of gospel music. Amen. Goes right there. So grateful to have that young man here with us. And now, listen, I'm about to hit y'all with a spiritual 1-2. Amen. Y'all just got hit with a left. I'm about to hit y'all with a right. A woman of God who is so blessed in the things that she does. Now, I've been interviewing and blessed to be interviewing these awesome people of God for some time, and it seems like they just keep coming out with these phenomenal and unique ministries. I'm talking about a woman of God, listen, combat veteran, author, host. She's a media personality. She's doing her own thing so eloquently, so biblically profound and knowledgeable. But listen, as well as an investor and advocate, she is an orator, speaks so well. Lord Jesus, like got oil over her voice. Anointed, that's what I'm talking about. But listen, living epistle, voice over artist. And here's the one that really speaks to my soul. We've got to talk about this. Faith empowerment strategist. Lord Jesus. Now, you know, when you got a title like that, you got to bring it and you got to come for real, for real, for real. Woman of God, I'm just excited to have you here with us. Kiana Mitchell is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings, blessings, woman of God. Bless you today. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much, sir, Mr. Jefferson. It is a pleasure with an introduction like that. Man, you know, how do I measure up? it is absolutely wonderful to be on here with you today. God is an awesome God, and
awesome.
I hope that this blesses somebody who hears what we're about to say. What does says
absolutely.
The Lord and how he can bring you out of the darkness into his light.
Ooh, you better say that. You better say that. The reason I do that, the reason I give y'all such a outstanding introduction is because, look, I'm not going to just assume and leave it up to somebody else to give y'all flowers later. I'm going to make sure that in my connection with y'all get the full force of appreciation, because when you become spiritually connected with God, people don't understand. That's why the devil tries to cause division in the body of Christ. When we get spiritually connected, whatever you're doing for God is affecting what I'm doing for God, because we're all in this kingdom collaboration together. So I can sense the sincerity in your spirit. I can sense the commitment in the way that you vibrate. See, people, you know, I don't know, they try to make it sound like it's science fiction. They try to make it sound like it's just imagination. But no, this is spirituality existing and making itself known in our earth realm. So if you think that it's superstition, if you think that it's hocus pocus, you just keep praying and asking God for a deeper and a brighter understanding. Right. As a matter of fact, right now, Holy Father God, open their eyes so that they can see with their faith and not be blinded by their own eyesight, because it's a spiritual walk.
I believe
it. I'm praying for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Woman
Hallelujah.
Of God, I want you to just introduce yourself from whatever area of your life you would like to. This is your time to shine, and I'm going to pass the microphone and the platform right to you.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I want to say hello, beautiful souls out there, to everyone that is listening. I want to give honor to Mr. Jefferson for allowing me to be on his platform, and certainly not last, and greatly deserving. I want to give an honor to God because he has kept
me
in this recent darkest hours that I was in. And so a little bit about my background. Of course, I was an educator. And so I have a master's degree in education as a combat veteran. I owned a bookstore with an ex-partner. We were partnerships in the bookstore, and I let that go. I walked away from that recently. What else? I have co-written in books, been in ministry, been to different conferences to speak and different things like that. So I've done quite a few things, but I didn't say that to brag on me. I said that to brag on God. Never in my wildest dreams did I think a little girl from Cleveland, Ohio, who was molested, beaten, hung from a rope, would be in some of the places that I was in in my life. And recently, I just want to tell the audience, you know, to brag on God a little bit more. Recently, I got a divorce. Like I said, I walked away from my marriage and my business, and I went through a very, 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 very dark time. I mean, to the point where I thought it was going to take me out. I'm kind of be transparent with the audience because I think we are in a state of emergency, but we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
I went through a very, very, very dark time in my life, and I remember asking God, you know, God, you know, this is so much on me. This is too much to bear, Lord. I need you to please bring me home. And do y'all know that I was mad at God for 2 weeks straight because I would wake up every morning still here, okay? And so I remember I said it was the last day, and I was like, I was done, and God saved me. He brought some powerful women into my life that would call on me. They were speaking to me, and I knew I was about to do it, but the Lord said not so. He kept me. Now, he kept me up until that point, but he didn't take me out of the storm. Come on, somebody. He didn't take me out because the storm is for a reason. Come on. Somebody needs to hear this. The storm is, if you are still here, then the storm was for a reason. And so fast forward, I came through that portion, but still was down and out, was homeless. I heard the man talk about homelessness, that you, the last gentleman that you were interviewing. I was homeless for six to eight months. I was, like, homeless. Now, you're talking about losing everything. I had built a home, built a family, trying to build a business. Everything was going like I thought it was supposed to go. I had my life planned out, right? How many of us are planners and strategists? I know that's me. I see it. I write the vision down and make it plain. I do exactly what the what the word had told me to do. And so I thought I had been doing things the way they were supposed to be done. But how about the devil is the master illusionist, okay? He throwed a rock and So we must be careful. We must be careful not to entertain those things. And so here me and my husband were in ministry, both of us. He's an elder. I'm a prophetess. We're doing well. The enemy hated that. He didn't like that, okay? And so he did whatever he could, and thus we are at the point now where I got the divorce. And after that, I went through many trials and tribulations. But I came on here to give y'all, to give him glory and to give him praise. It's not about my business. It's not about my title. This is not about whatever. So I want y'all to sit that aside. All that's cool and grand and well. But I want to talk to you about the God that restores. Okay? I want to talk to you about the God that will sit you in places that who will remind you of who you are, right? And so since I've gotten a divorce, I've made many bad mistakes. I've backslid, and I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of. But one thing I am happy about is that I know that whatever condition I'm in, I need somebody to listen to this part. I got to remember God saying this to me. Whatever condition you are in, beloved, whatever condition you are in, beautiful soul, you are loved.
Say it.
You are loved. Whatever condition you are in, you are loved. And now I know that's a simple message, but it's a profound message because it got me through some of my darkest days. It got me through some when I had I said I took a sabbatical from the church. I was disillusioned as some people did, and I was, you know, I was like, man, God, I'm I don't know what I'm gonna do with this mess. I don't know. My life is a mess, and I'm a I'm a visionary. You know, I usually can write some things down
and
make them happen and, you know, different things like that. But let me tell you something what God will do. He'll strip you of everything just so he can get the glory. Come on, somebody. It's
That's
not
right.
because you're not power, you're not this or you're not that, but he'll strip you down so that you can get the glory so that he can get the glory for your life.
That's right.
Because the gifts and talents come without repentance. We know that that's in the word, right? So all that is wonderful and
that's
grand.
Right.
But how about we will be stripped down so we have to go to the source that provides the resource.
Jesus.
Come on. You won't
you
get the glory. No other man will get the glory. Only he will get the glory. And so here I am on this radio, this show, talking to y'all. I'm what I call stripped. I'm stripped. And I'm waiting on the Lord. I was just talking to God, like, the last couple of days I was in meditation and speaking to him and just, hey, you know, just asking him key questions. I think it's important that we talk to him in our everyday language, that we don't try to get too deep, because I think he understands us already on the deepest level, because he's our creator.
Come on.
And so I've been speaking to him just in plain language, like, God, this is what I see. What do you see? This is what I want, but what do you want? Come on, see, it's the simple thing. And then to wait on his answer sometimes is a struggle. But listen, as the young people say, I'm here for it, right?
That's right.
I'm here for it. I remember being so broke down in this recent season, man of God, that I said, I'm committed. I'm committed to my healing. I'm committed to elevating spiritually, emotionally, physically, all the leads in every aspect of my life. Because at the end of the day, we have to take responsibility or some responsibility for our parts in our situation. And then what we have to do is go forth and then let God get the glory. That's how we have to do.
That's right.
Because my testimony is not that things are wonderful now, it's that I'm still here. So that means God still has a plan for my life. That's what I come to encourage you today, that God still has a plan for your life. You could have been divorced 5 times. Mm-hmm. He still has a plan if you're here. All you have
Jesus.
To do is call upon him and know that he is the source that provides the resource.
Yes.
And see, when we,
come on now.
Because he'll have nothing else before us, because he'll have nothing else that we glorify above him, sometimes he'll do things in our life to show his greatness. And I truly believe that with all my heart.
I believe it.
He'll do things in our life to shift some things, right? And tear us down. Not tear us down. That's the wrong. Like, bring us down, okay? To humble us, okay? Only to bring us better. Only to elevate us some
more.
Only to show us that we was way more powerful than we ever thought. Not in our own strength, but by the power that he instills in us, that he gives to us when he comes into our life, right? Because he says we have the same
That's
power
right.
that he does. And we are heirs and joint heirs, so we're entitled to the things that he has bestowed upon us. Our faith will get us
Amen.
There. It's the catalyst. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Amen. So you get profound word on this fire gospel experience. We are here to share with you the experiences of our lives. For those that have gone through similar experiences, we are sharing hope, because we've experienced not only victory, but we've experienced resuscitation. We've experienced reconciliation. We are continuing that transforming process, which sometimes does include some lumps, some bumps, and some lessons that came the hard way, because God gave us free will. And it's like, well, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to pray and hope God co-signs it. Or sometimes, even worse yet, we will make a decision totally apart from anything that has to do with God, and then pray for his grace and acceptance of us later to forgive us, knowing that this is not of God going in. But we know God is gracious, God is forgiving, and God will restore me. I'm going to go ahead and take a time out from my Christian way and feed my mind, feed my ego, feed my flesh. This is real Christian talk that we're giving y'all right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So when these anointed people of God come and share, just like woman of God, Kiana Mitchell, have just shared from her spirit and her heart, we can't help ourselves. Because if we try to hold our testimonies in, we will wind up hurting ourselves. We will hurt our spirits because it'll be just like fire shut up in our bones. And here's woman of God, Terry Donald, letting you know, not only does it have a burning sensation of fire deep down in our bones, but every day with Jesus, our God gets sweeter and sweeter.
Father, every day is sweeter than the day I opened up my heart and you came in. That you have for me and live, truly live. So amazing how you came to save me from myself when I just wanted to give in. I felt that I would never win, but you promised that you would never leave me, and I know your love is. God's love is overflowing. My heart has been restored. He gave me brand new grace and mercy, and he filled my heart with joy. It's the root of my salvation. Always on his mind. He knew me when I wasn't right, when every day was a constant fight to breathe, just to breathe, trusting in someone I never seen to have complete control of me. The hardest part is just letting go. So to keep me, and I know his love is. God's love is sweeter than the day before. God's love is overflowing. My life has been restored. He gave me brand new grace and mercy, and he fills my heart with joy. The root of my salvation.
Sweeter than the day before. I know his love is sweeter. Hello, I'm the author Latanya Green, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my book, Visions of Our Heart, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. So make sure that you keep it tuned and call all your family and friends and tell them about fire. On this station, it's all about kingdom building. So I pray that everyone stays blessed and have a wonderful day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Latanya Green Harris, that is what it is all about, building God's holy kingdom, honoring God, keeping him first, and then trying to be a blessing instrumentally to somebody else, because the more that we extend ourselves, woman of God, to be a blessing, it just seems like the more God reciprocates by blessing us even more. He said, if you pour yourself out for my name's sake, I will fill your cup so much that it'll run over and it will just pour out unto the people that you're connected to. And that has been true for me in my life. I know that you have the phenomenal success in the things that you do, but I'm still waiting on you to help us understand and appreciate what it is for a person that is gifted with faith empowerment strategists. I love that, because that sounds like the combat veteran in you coming out. That sounds like the spiritual combat veteran. Come on, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Okay, faith empowerment strategist. Listen, I want, like, I remember being in warfare one time. This was before this just happened to me, and just it downloaded to me, you know, faith empowerment strategist. And I think everything comes from above. Everything begins within, rather. So he's within you. But all the ideas come from him. And so I want y'all to be careful with the title God gives you, because it will be tested. It will be tested by faith. It will be tested by faith. So faith empowerment strategies is the tool that I want to give people in order to empower them to have strategies to combat the wiles of the enemy. Does that make sense?
It does.
So what we want to do is we want to create a system, right? We want to create a system that helps us to fight the wiles of the enemy. He's the master illusionist. He's the master of smoke and mirrors. In order to do that, our faith unlocks that thing. And part of that is being tested, right? It's being tested and coming out on the other side so that you can be a testimony. The weapons of our warfare is the Bible, right? His word. I remember somebody telling me, because I was upset and I was angry about my situation. She said, and she told me, you can only fight spirit with spirit. Come on, somebody. I was angry in my flesh.
Right.
I was upset, and I had lost my way of intercessory, because that's my power. That's what he's commanded me to do. That's how I get things done in the spirit, right? By faith and through my intercessory prayer. And so he begins to say there are strategies. He said, remember the word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee. Come on. And that kept coming up in my thing. But how do we resist the devil? We build strategic plans and tools through the word of God, to fight each situation strategically. It's all in the word, right? Whatever you need is in there. What we must do is pluck up the wisdom and use it, right? Because our people perish for the lack of knowledge, not the lack of things, not the lack of cars, not the lack of, he said, just knowledge that we perish for, the lack of knowledge, right? And so we need these tools and these faith-filled strategies to keep pushing through darkness, right? It is part of our calling, I believe, to push back the darkness, right? And to help people understand in the light, and to understand that God is not asking for perfection. He's asking for progression. And I heard that from a powerful preacher that I follow. And when he said that, it just turned something on in me. Because when I wasn't perfect, his grace and his mercy has been keeping me, I swear, for these last couple of years. And I think it has been testing me, because I am creating tools and strategies to empower people's faith. Come on. You can't be a faith empowerment strategist and faith empowerment strategist if you don't have no strategies, right? How do we learn?
Okay.
How do we grow? Only through the fire. only through the fire, right?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Right.
That's right.
Only through the fire do we come out more refined. See, fire can do two things, right? Because, it destroys, mm-hmm. but let's think about how we get crops back, sir, how we do all those. We burn it to replenish the soil. Mm. So I always think that when God is replenishing you, when you're going through your hardest hour, what seems like your darkest hour, he's refining you. He's refining you.
That's right.
He's refining you. Like he's hiding me in this season to get me ready for the next, for the next thing. He's refining me in this season to birth whatever strategies he would have me to birth to help whoever he would have me to help me heal. And I remember when I said to myself, I had left the church and I said to myself, and this is going back to the faith empowerment strategist point, I said, God, I'm disillusioned. I'm done. I'm not done with you, Lord, but I don't know when the next time I'm going to go back,
to
church. And I don't know the next time I'm going to do this or do that. And I don't want to be on the pulpit. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do none of that. Oh, this is crazy, God. These people crazy. Yeah. I'm crazy. I don't want to do this no more. You know, all the things that we say to God that probably make him laugh, okay? And so I sat back and God kept coming to me, and I want to say this to your listeners. I don't know why God kept in my meditation and me praying. He kept me going back to the butterfly, right? Two things he told me to go to in this season, and he kept reminding me. I didn't know this because, we learn about butterflies as kids, but what do we really know, right? We learn about that stuff and we move on. And what I didn't understand, he said, daughter, the butterfly must completely, not a little bit, not halfway, completely die to his old self. And he said, imagine being wrapped up in a cocoon, right? And you're going through literal death. It feels like death because it is, right? And it's not an easy process, but if you knew on the other side, come on. And I don't know if the caterpillar knows, but this is what it was built for. And I believe that this is what we as people were created for, right? We are caterpillars.
Yes.
And to get to think of yourself as a caterpillar, especially if you're in Christ and you're called to do things that are going to help heal and save people. Imagine you having to go through that phase of being wrapped up in that cocoon. I started to literally feel what the butterfly might be going through. It has to be painful to be wrapped up in dark for weeks or months and not knowing what's going to happen. You don't know your way. You can't see. You just know you were scooped up in complete darkness. I started to literally feel it. Like as we were going through this process, talking and I was meditating, the pain it must feel. Because, see, I'm comfortable as the caterpillar. Listen, I'm crawling around. I'm eating my leaves. Look, life is good. You know what I'm saying? Life is good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't mad at nobody. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Hey, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get something happens that jars your life. And you're stuck in this darkness for weeks, not knowing where you're going to go. What's your next step? What's your next move? And especially if you're somebody like me who's a planner. And I lost everything that I had worked so hard for. It's what do I do next?
Jesus.
But you don't understand that God is refining you, honey. He's transforming you, not subtly, but completely. A complete transformation. The hard part is getting through that dark part, only to come out as that beautiful butterfly, because it is a process that you must die to. So I looked up, I was talking to God, and I said, well, dang, if that's the case, oh my God, I'm thinking about the pain. They literally decay and then are rebirthed into this butterfly. The pain they must feel while they're going through or whatever. And so I said, God, how many butterflies don't make it? How many of us don't make it? Come on now. I had to ask the question.
Yeah.
Hello? I'm sorry. I had to ask the question. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You preaching.
I'm so sorry. I keep getting static on my side. See, look at the enemy. I'm keep getting static on my side. But I had to ask the question. Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, woman of God. We can hear you.
I'm so sorry. Y'all can hear me? I'm getting a whole bunch of static on my side. all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I had to ask the question, like, how many butterflies don't make it, right? And so God was telling me that only the butterflies that like something misshapens or something mishaps inside of the cocoon don't make it. And let me tell y'all something. I looked and looked and looked. The percentage is so small. The percentage is so small that it's really infantile, right? He said, because I built them for that. And daughter, I built you for this. So I come to tell you, son and daughter, that he built you for this. And if you would only go through the stage to die to yourself, you will come out on the other side. Because it's very few that don't make it. And why they don't make it is because he built them for exactly the journey that they were meant to go on. He built them for that journey. He built you for this life. He built you for this thing so that why you can come out and show forth his glory grandly. Because at the end of the day, he is going to get the glory. And so very few of this happened. But when it happens, it's because, guess what? The butterfly was struggling to understand the process. He was struggling the thing was struggling to get through. And every now and then, something doesn't form correctly. And therefore, the chrysalis dies or the thing dies, right? And so I'm going to liken that to this human experience. If you are in Christ, if you are in Christ, I was struggling. I was, backslidden. And God sent people, right, to tell me that I still have life to live, that I still have a place, that I am supposed to be here. So like the butterfly, like the caterpillar, in order to get to the other side, you have to die to self. You have to die to yourself. You must go through that process to come out on the other side. And so when I said I was going to be dedicated to my healing, when I said I'm committed to really going deep, that's when the work began. And when I tell you that this work is a beast, it is an understatement, man of God. It is an understatement. Because I'm not just healing from the loss of my business or the loss of a marriage. I'm going back to the roots. I'm going back to childhood. We got to break generational curses from when they first started. Come on. From generations past.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to go through that process and die and heal from the inside out first. You see what I'm saying? Because hurt people, but heal people can heal people as well. I remember God telling me, listen, when you heal the individual, you heal the nation. And I was wondering what he was talking about when he said, when you heal the individual, you can heal the nation. Because we always talk about the opposite, hurt people. But let the healed people help others to get healed as well. You know what
I'm
saying? Even if it was a setup, even if it was a setback, even if it was a time period where you didn't feel like yourself, even when they turned their back on you, even when whatever happened, it all happened not to hurt you, but just to hide you for a season. Come on.
That's all. That's
to
all.
To hide
Amen.
You for a season, okay?
Yes.
So that you can be reintroduced, you know what I'm saying, for the next stage
brand
of
new.
Your life, for the next stage, brand new. Something that only he can create and he can make happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so faith empowerment and strategies is about all of that. Yes.
Amen. And it's okay because there is strength in the struggle. See, we need
it
to
is.
Get away
Come
from
on.
This Christian ideology that once we accept God, it's just like flowing down the river in a boat casually enjoying the sun and the flowery experiences. Yes, we have those days where we are elated, where everything is smooth sailing and we feel blessed by God. But we don't live by our emotions. We don't live according to
Come
our
on.
Circumstances. Our faith walk has
Come
got
on.
To have precedent over this five senses that we have so that when our five senses kick in, we don't let our five senses regulate our faith. Our faith says, that's okay,
Come
eyes, don't worry about what you see. It's going to be all right because we have a God that ordained us to be victorious. Don't worry about ears what you hear, because that gossip and scandal, those very same people that said Hosanna, Hosanna, 2 days later or a day later, they said crucify him. So we don't worry about what people say. What we do is we get enough of God's word in us so that we can reflect back on what the word of God says and gain strength by it. We don't worry about what we feel. Our feelings will change multiple times in a day. So we don't regulate our faith by what we feel. We let our faith regulate our feelings. When our feelings get out of line, we say, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for taking the wheel. That means grabbing hold to my emotional instabilities and helping me to maintain a course that is focused by you, Holy Spirit God. And I go in faith, and I'm empowered because we believe. Woman of God, you blessed us so well. I'm going to have to have you come back as soon as possible. Now, I'm not taking no for an answer. If I have to come to Cleveland and get you, I'll do it. I'll do it. So you're on my list.
I'm currently in Texas, but
You're currently in Texas. It don't matter. I'm in Arkansas. I'm closer to Texas than I am Cleveland. So it's all good.
You sure
so
are.
Listen, I'm just saying that, woman of God, to let you know that, like you said before we even went live, that this is not coincidental. And I told you it wasn't. God don't send me people coincidentally. He sent me people that are predestined. See, when I'm on Facebook and I pass by your Facebook page, when I feel a spiritual presence on your life that stops me in my tracks, and then I try to see if there's some sort of anointing on your Facebook page, and that's when I reach out to you, because we can dress up real good. We can make a resume sound like President Barack Obama would hire us if he was still in office. But what we do is we spiritually discern, and we ask God to direct us, lead us, and guide us. Because I don't care how long you've been walking with Jesus, we still are students. We are still disciples. We are still learning. That's one of the reasons God is going to give us eternity, so that we can finally get to know him. It's going to take eternity. It's going to take eternity. And one of the other reasons is that we need eternity is because the more we get to know God, the more we're going to need time to shout about it. Amen?
Come on.
Woman of God, thank you for joining me.
Yes, I love it.
You blessed me, and I'm looking forward to having you come back. I mean that. But what I want you to do, woman of God, is to share your contact information, because there may be some people out there that want you to come and speak at their revival, at their conference, at their Women's Day event. And then, too, there are going to be people that just want to be mentored by you. They're going to want to kingdom collaborate and fellowship with you. Iron sharpens iron. And we need people of God that are committed and sincere, so that we can build up a body of Christ believers that are unashamed, that are bold for the faith, and that have no problem with speaking what God tells us to speak. And then I want you to share your social media contact so that we can support you on social media. And then I want you to real quickly, if you don't mind, tell us about I'm going to say one or two of your most recent books. I was on your Facebook page. If you want to share quickly about one of your books, I sure would appreciate that. Come on, woman of God, help us out.
All right. All right, you guys. I would love to collaborate and connect with kingdom-minded people and entrepreneurs and people in business. And how you can contact me is through my Facebook page. Two of my most recent books are Grace to Recover, How to Break Free of Secrets, Fears, and Loss Holding You Captive with the Power of a Loving God. I was a co-author in that. And then another book, When the Vow Breaks, Surviving Does Not Last, okay? When the Vow Breaks, and I co-authored in that. You can get both of those books by DMing me, and I would love to send you a copy. I would love to send you a copy of that book. And do shipping, and the books are about $18 a piece. So if you want to be blessed, then you want to get both of those books. Both of these books are great because it has multiple women in it from multiple perspectives. So that's why I love them. Secondly, you can reach out to me, a collaborator, for me to come speak or for me to come do things. All you have to do is look on my Facebook page. Just look at Kiana Mitchell. I am her. I am that on Instagram, and I am that on Facebook. So you can reach me through either one of those platforms that way. I also have a podcast I would love your listeners to subscribe to, and it is called She Be Healing. The She Be Healing podcast is going to talk about relationships. It's going to talk about people coming together. It's going to talk about community. It's going to be talking about how we navigate those shifts. And it's also going to be talking about self-awareness, self-correction, and accountability for yourself. And so, and the healing process and what it's going to look like, because a lot of times we want healing to look good and glorious when it really it's grinding and gritty, okay? It is work so that
That's
you can
right.
come out better. So, and I also have another podcast with a friend of mine, and we are of two different faiths, and I wanted to do that for a reason. It's called the Prolific Podcast. And on the Prolific Podcast, we talk about everyday life issues, divorce. We talk about blended families. We talk about different things that we need to navigate even as Christians. And so that's just a few things about me. You know, if you want to collaborate, if you want to be mentored, that's my faith empowerment strategy piece. All you have to do is DM me. I'm very responsive, and if I can't help you, I will point you in the right direction, because it's not about me. It's all about him.
I'm glad you said that, because the Holy Spirit God just put in my spirit when you said, if I can't help you, I'll point you in the right direction. And I just received from Holy Spirit God, if you come to this woman of God, come correct, come with substance, because she really don't have time to be fooling around with anything less than what's real, what's godly, what's kingdom building purpose. And just like me, myself, I'm a fun-loving guy, but I take my Jesus so serious. I pray for you, but I promise you, I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to contend with you. I'm going to give my testimony. I'm going to share my biblical truth as I understand it, knowing that I'm still a lifetime student of God's word. And if you're not ready to receive it, I'm going to pray God give you a better understanding and do like Elijah did his servant. I'm going to say, Lord, open their eyes, because they can't see. So, woman of God, I appreciate you. I dare you listeners to go to Kiana Mitchell. That's Q-I-A-N-A, Kiana Mitchell. I dare y'all to go listen to episode 4, where she was talking about you made your bed, so now lie in it. Now, that's the kind of real talk from a saved Christian woman that we need. Yes. Not just for women, but for all those with a seeking heart to draw closer to truth and draw closer to God. Woman of God, I'll be in touch with you. I'm looking for my book in the mail. I'll send you my information. All you got to do is let me know what I need to do. I need to put it in my library so I can brag on this woman of God. Oh, she write books too? Yeah. I promise you, it's the kingdom collaboration, woman of God. So listen, as soon as we can and whenever you're ready, I look forward to having you come back to this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen?
All right. No problem. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you all.
Woman of God, Kiana Mitchell, came in here and turned up the heat on this Fire Gospel Experience. And I love it. I love it. I do. Thank you, woman of God. Woo! There are some anointed people of God. I promise you, before God come get me, before my day is done, I'm going to get every single one of y'all so that we can have a good time right here on earth. And then celebrate eternally in the heavens. Look forward to meeting y'all at one of these conferences, at one of these award ceremonies or whatever. I'm just going to grin and I'm going to hug y'all till y'all bust. Amen. It goes right there. Here's man of God, Bo Williams. Don't you know that you can just be blessed by God because God keeps us? God kept me. Yes, he did. And he's still keeping me right now.
Oh, God is a keeper.
My God,
did you do anything here?
I'm a believer.
My God is a keeper.
I'm going to testify right now. God has kept me too. Thank you, man of God, Bo Williams, on this fire gospel experience. Lord Jesus, you kept us, and we thank you. We are embracing for your spiritual refreshment and consideration from the book of Ezra 6 and 9, where our Lord God is just an awesome and an amazing God. He didn't just start blessing us when he walked here on the earth. Yes, he was here before he was incarnated in human flesh, and he lets us know that he will move to have those needs met, whatever they may be. It says in the word of God, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fear. When King Darius, who ruled over the Babylonian Empire, decreed to release chosen one of the children of Israel from their slave captivity, there were those in opposition and in resistance to their being set free. Not so uncommon for those of us who have been set free from habits, addictions, negative moods and mindsets, poor reputations, and scandals and gossip. When there are those lurking around in our past and present lives who tend to feel better about themselves as long as they can sling ungodly mud on our name and sometimes, yeah, even in our faces. Well, there was a king of Babylon named Darius, who would not oblige these influences against the children of Israel to manifest. As we do ourselves have a heavenly king that will uphold us against any and all opposition. King Darius set a royal decree to everyone in the area of Jerusalem where the captives were headed, just as our heavenly king has decreed that our future path will be mandated on our behalf to succeed. When the king speaks, people listen. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. The king has said to those opposers, it's my will for this to be so, and this is what it will be. Listen, the king set those who opposed the temple and the nation of Israel being rebuilt, namely the governor Tatnai, that they will be the very ones to supply their resources needed for the rebuilding. God has set aside the very ones, beloved, who may object to our new lives in Christ to be the very ones who will provide to our needs, who will restore our reputation, or who will correct all those who have reason to try to criticize us. Proverbs 16 and 7 says, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. God can choose whomsoever he pleases as venues for our good, from the lowest of the low and the highest of the high. Proverbs 21 and 1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of waters he turns it whithersoever he will. So, my dear beloveds, with this understanding, we will be able to persevere in our faith, knowing that our powerful God is requiring of us to hold on as his instrument and chosen vessel. It is through our daily sanctified living, which is just means set apart and pleasing God, that the watching world sees our amazing relationship through our faith, deliverance, and victory that cannot be sensibly denied. So press on, you blessed and wondrously made people of God. Yes, press on to your beautiful purpose, calling, and destiny, where God has created and chosen us for this awesome privilege to represent him and do those great and mighty works by his power, all for his glory, honor, and praises of all who would choose to believe, submit, and live for our God. And then listen, watch, and behold that our loving God will provide us with whatever, whatever, whatever. Amen goes right there. He'll do it. Ah, whatever it is. I'm telling y'all, from my own testimony, he will do it. Here's woman of God, Ernestine Hall, telling you he will surely, surely, surely give you the victory. Whatever that is, your victory is on the way. Hallelujah.
For me and fight for me.
powers in Jesus Christ. Thank you, woman of God. Ernestine Hall, amen, goes right there. I am blessed by you all supporting and listening and sharing this Fire Gospel Experience ministry because this is my calling. I am happy to share with you the goodness of our God, how he redeems, how he restores, how he reconciles us, so much so that it puts a fire even more burning deep down in my soul. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Kiana Mitchell, for coming in with such beautiful presence and blessing us. Thank you, man of God, for starting this Fire Gospel Experience off, gospel artist Gerard Mitchell. You all both blessed us so much, so I am so grateful and thankful to be in kingdom collaboration with you awesome people of God. I want to leave you with this final word. Knowing our creative purposes in God gives us all the inspiration to continue on doing the right and strain to stay away from all the wrong. Y'all know what to do. And when you don't do, you better ask Holy Spirit God to lead and guide you, because that's what he wants to do. That's what he's waiting to do. And that's what he will do according to your desire to be made whole, clean, and acceptable in the sight of God. Leaving y'all with man of God, William Womack. Oh, Lord, he's doing some big, big things in frontline urban gospel music. And here he is letting you know that it's all about drawing closer to God. Help us, Lord God. Draw me nearer. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. You can check me out on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, and pull up my archive, Fire Gospel Experience, from the last 4 years, over 400 episodes, programs, broadcasts. I am also blessed to be on Positive Power 21 Christian Media, as well as iTunes, iHeartRadio, and my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60. Until next time, y'all be blessed. And do what you do for Jesus. Amen. Go right there.
My soul belongs to you. Without you, Father, I'd be so confused. That love you gave me got me through. Cause you get that agape, that's my therapy. Draw me nigh unto you, that's where I wanna be. You said you never leave me or forsake me. If you're coming back to take me, then don't wake me, cause it all belongs to you. Searching like flashlights in the daytime, praying that they gon' be fine, so I throw up my peace sign. Been trying to keep from trying, so I do more. Cause what I'm walking in heaven ain't gon' come from out no shoe store. What he got in store for me, ain't got a window shop. It's telefitted for a king, but I'm invested in the flock. Got a message with a clock, time soon to expire. See the strong weaken while the meek watching it transpire. Got a mission and a dream, a vision and a team. A guy who intervenes on side of who he's calling me to be. This is not up for debate. They don't want me to be great, but I'm afraid it's all too late. Ever since Christ walked out that door, and my destiny's been important. No need for chords on the organ to testify at the altar. Forefathers to play the martyr, but all of our flights been chartered. We playing hands of the potter. He broke the mold on the flow, but the rest pieces on the
floor. My soul belongs to you.
Without you, Father, I'd be so confused. That love you gave me got me through. Cause you get that agape, that's my therapy. Draw me nigh unto you, that's where I wanna be. You said you never leave me or forsake me. If you're coming back to take me, then don't wake me, cause it all belongs to you. Empty hands hold no grudges, arms wide open, only do it cause he loves us. They unworthy to judge us, but they do it anyway. Still I walk that tightrope to heaven, straight ahead I see the gates. My God make no mistakes, he brought me to this place. I done fought gritted teeth and nail, got caught and set in my cell. Now a vessel set in my sails, Satan shall not prevail. Never catch me chasing my tail, see me blazing, leaving the trail. I need his people to follow, we the hope of tomorrow. Bow to no man while they grovel, unravel my greatest rival while waiting on his arrival. Cause every thought is a battle, we every part of the body. Revival versus survival, they just
harmony's all that matters. But you the head of the atom. We all evolve from your atom. We under your umbrella. Let the rain fall wherever. Let the pain go whenever. Just let it go. My soul belongs to you. Without you, Father, I'd be so confused. That love you gave me got me through. Cause you get that agape, that's my therapy. Draw me nigher under you, that's where I wanna be. You said you never leave me or forsake me. If you're coming back to take me, then don't wake me. Cause it all belongs to you.
Shut up, my fire. Shut up, my fire.